Have you ever wished that you had a direct line to your pediatrician to ask all the questions that constantly crop up while parenting? We sure have. That's why we launched the Bites of Health podcast. Every morning, we'll answer a commonly asked pediatric question in 5 minutes or less. You can tune in while you're making your second cup of coffee or from the school drop-off line. So be sure to tune in to Bites of Health, streaming now.
Come for the eyeball dance, stay for the tongue twister song.
What about the finish the rhyme song?
What about it?
I like it.
I like it too.
I'm stuffed up and I don't like that.
Yeah, that's the pits.
Booger pits.
Cue the choir.
Hold up.
Wait a minute.
Joining the Noodle Loaf Choir this week are Karin from Galesburg, Illinois, and Wiley from Brooklyn, New York.
La la la.
Dance, Dance, Noodolution is a dancing game you can play in your car, your room, or anywhere. Here's how it works. I'll play some music and tell you what part of your body to dance with. So if I say feet, you dance with your feet. If I say chin, you dance with your chin. And when I say freestyle, you can do whatever dance makes you happy. It's simple like toast and smooth like butter. Are you ready to begin? Now start with your hair. Yep, I don't care if people stare. Clear, I got a lot of flair when I dance with my hair. Hair, hair, glare, layer. What? Okay, my heels. I get all the feels when I reveal that the deal is a dance with my heels. I like seals. They appeal to me. Show your heel to me. Now your dance is so free. Pinky fingers, just your pinky fingers. They may be smaller than all the other longer fingers, but they can dance so good once they start to rock, even if they are too small for a sock. Now freestyle, freestyle, freestyle. It's your own dance, you got to freestyle. Freestyle, freestyle. Yeah, now dance with the norm. Just one of them, make it wave it. Have fun with them, make it hurt your jacket. That's the way to do a funky arm dance that is good for you. Now the other arm, it's a competition. Which arm has better moves? Which arm is wishing they had practiced more before the song began so they could do our moves like a champion? Now your eyeballs. 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 Freestyle. 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 It's your own dance. You gotta freestyle. 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 Now dance with your thighs. Yes, give it a try. That's the top of your legs. Don't ask me why I didn't come up with the names of the body parts. I just do a fly dance when the music starts. Now your jaw, where your teeth reside. That's the chompy part that lives inside of your cheeks, which can do the dance too. I wish all of your friends could come see you. What hips? Right there in the middle. Make a hip circle that is small or little. Do a hip dance, cause you know what? When your hips dance, you get to shake your little.
I always love a dance, dance, Noodolution. Hey, would you mind coming back in the episode a little bit later to do another game with us?
Sure, I don't mind. That sounds fun.
Excellent. But first, let's sing a
echo song. Echo song.
Today's echo song is a bit of a tongue twister. It's called Very Well Built Boat. Not Welly Bell Wilt Vote or Berry Bell Vilt Boat, but Very Well Built Boat. And since it is an echo song, all you need to do is sing what I sing after I sing it. And try not to get your tongue too twisted. Joni and Shiloh are in there to help you out.
It's a very well-built boat.
It's a very well-built boat.
well-built boat.
They built a very well-built boat.
It's a super soft silk sock.
It's a super soft silk sock.
A super soft silk sock.
A super soft silk sock.
It's a super soft silk sock.
It's a super soft silk sock.
Sewn by 70 sisters.
Sewn by 70 sisters.
They sewed a super soft silk sock. It's a really rad red rope.
It's a really rad red rope.
A really rad red rope.
A really rad red rope.
It's a really rad red rope.
It's a really rad red rope.
Wrap around really old radios.
Wrap around really old radios.
They wrapped a really rad red rope.
They wrapped a really rad red rope.
It's a fully friendly farm.
It's a
friendly farm.
A fully friendly farm.
It's a fully friendly farm.
It's a fully friendly farm.
A favorite of 50
fiddlers. Favorite of 50
fiddlers. They favor this fully friendly farm.
They favor this fully friendly farm.
It's a jolly joyful jam.
It's a jolly joyful jam.
A jolly joyful jam. It's a jolly joyful jam.
It's a jolly joyful jam.
Enjoyed by trillions of jellyfish.
Enjoyed by trillions of jellyfish.
They enjoy this jolly joyful jam.
They enjoy this jolly joyful jam.
They favor this fully friendly farm.
They favor this fully friendly farm.
They wrapped a really rad red rope.
They wrapped a really rad red rope.
They sewed a super soft silk sock.
They sewed.
They built a very well-built boat.
They built a very well-built boat.
Calling all kids in the car. Brittany and Meredith here from the chart-topping Family Road Trip Trivia Podcast. Are you dreading another silent car ride with the fam? We've got the cure. Three rounds of fresh trivia every single week. Movies, music, even science and Disney. We've got something for every trivia buff in the car. No more crickets chirping on those long journeys. The Family Road Trip Trivia Podcast is your secret weapon for connecting and laughing with kids of all ages, teens, toddlers, adults, it doesn't matter. Spark their curiosity and challenge their brains with every episode. New episodes drop weekly wherever you get your podcasts. Search for the Family Road Trip Trivia Podcast and turn those car rides into epic adventures.
This is for the grown-ups.
Hey, grown-groans. If Noodle Loaf has been bringing some value to your family in the form of music education-flavored entertainment, then I ask you to consider showing your support by joining our Patreon for just $3 a month, roughly the cost of one decent baguette. Go to patreon.com/noodleloaf. Thanks for sticking around.
No problem. My dry cleaning won't be ready for another 9 hours.
What?
What?
Do you have another game you want to share with us?
Yes. It's called Finish the Rappity Rap, and here's how it works.
It's called Finish the Rappity Rap?
I don't know.
Go on.
To play Hippity Hop Adventure Game, all you need to do is finish my couplets. That is, finish my rhymes. So if I say, lettuce is so good that I sing it, love ballads. That's why I always put a lot of lettuce in my...
salads!
You got it!
Nice.
Okay, now drop a beat before the dry cleaning place closes.
Huh? All right, here goes.
I want to. A DJ goes for the ones and twos. Well, these are the instruments that I, when I'm in the mood for feeling cute, I reach for the case that holds my, I purse my lips, and wouldn't you know, I hold it to the side, and then I, when I'm done, I return it to the case. I want an instrument I don't play with my, something with the deepest tone in this place. You can slap it, you can pick it, yeah, it's a, play a bass line, make it fill the room. Big fat strings make the bass go. Funky bass lines make all the heads nod. Then the beat drops and you move your... yeah, auto body's dance when that beat comes. The kid
kick and the snare and all the other. It takes two hands to play this beat, but not only that, it takes two. Flute, bass, drums, what we played so far. One more to go, the electric. Six string strumming as I play guitar chords, but this many notes I will never feel. Strumming and picking the song that I wrote, a song about my best friend who's a. She lives in space and she only eats soup. She's my best friend and her name is.
Some of those go by really quickly. You know, if you want, you can rewind this episode about a minute and a half to see if you can get all of the rhymes. Otherwise, you can just listen to me say my thank yous and my farewells to all the wonderful people who have helped with this week's show. We'll start by saying thanks to the kids who are on today's show, Karin and Wiley, and Joni and Shiloh. And now it's time for a big noodle loaf thank you to our newest Patreon patrons, who are Charlie and Ray in Toronto, Campbell and June in Steventown, New York, Gracie in Chesapeake, Virginia, Karin in Galesburg, Illinois, Nell and Clara in Deerfield, New Hampshire, Kaylin and Theo in Renton, Washington, Brianna and Melissa, Texas, Maxo in Chicago, Illinois, Jess in Metairie, Louisiana, Kat in Toledo, Ohio, Brittany Tillotson, and Colin in Raleigh, North Carolina, who just celebrated a birthday. So happy birthday, Colin. I hope it was a lot of fun. And thank you for listening. Make sure to check the show notes so you can find important links like where to buy the books that I've written and the Patreon page and find the new loaf music on streaming platforms and things like that. Till next time. Bye.